You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray, and I'm Monique Leray. How are you? Happy Sunday, Sunday fun day. I wanted to just come in to this show giving out thanks and love to everyone that helped me celebrate my birthday on Friday. I ushered in 44 trips around the sun, and obviously my glam doesn't look as good as it did on Friday. We'll give a shout out to Rebel. He's our celebrity who comes out and start my show off by giving a salute, giving a farewell in the physical anyway to one of my favorite people, and you know, my fun aunt. I mean, they both are really, really fun. But my aunt Valerie passed away earlier this last week, and it was right before my birthday, so I, you know, it kind of caught me off guard. She really did put up a fight. She had a lot of things happening with her health, but over the years, I have come to know her as the one that just, let's go have fun. And, you know, I have so many fond memories of her. We had a relationship that spanned over 40 years. And, you know, in the end, sometimes you have differences and things don't go the way you want them in your relationships. But I want to let everyone know that I loved her dearly. I still do. I feel her around me. I know she is not in any pain anymore. And I want to offer my love and my condolences to the rest of my family. And we'll see, you know, when the services are. I actually leave the country again here in a week for the pandemic film, the 1 to 2 parts of the last international trip. So, but my Aunt Valerie's in my thoughts today, right now. So guys, bear with me if I get a little choked up, but on a happier and on a lighter note, I want to say thank you to our sponsors this weekend for my birthday, Aura Rainwater. Aura Water is recaptured rainwater that helps the environment and helps keep you hydrated. Their founders, their owners, Carlton Innes, they're regionally selling it, and they're going to be going worldwide. I know they will. They're going to be partnering with some great people. And their mission is for good. It's for the environment. It's for your hydration and your wellness. So a shout out to Aura Water. Thank you for being a sponsor on my birthday. Also, Running the Breaks is a brand new startup. Kim, she is awesome. It's like a sports memorabilia online platform. You can find Running the Breaks on Instagram. Thank you so much, Kim, for your sponsorship on my birthday. And I think if you go online right now, she's accepting bids on who's going to win the game tomorrow between the Rams and the Bucks. So check that out. Shout out to La Casa del Camino for hosting the fun, the birthday. Guys, if you want to staycation, if you want to get away from it all, if you want to get away from San Diego or LA or anywhere in between or beyond, and you want to come to Laguna, we have a beautiful view of Catalina Island. Sometimes you can see a little bit of Long Beach, but you will feel like you never want to leave. It's a truly magical place, and that's why I moved here. What else? I want to tell you guys that our first trip out is going to be in Lisbon, Portugal. So if you have it, wants to be interviewed, I will be there. After that, we're going to Rome, Italy, Basel, Switzerland, Tel Aviv, Israel, Marrakesh, Morocco, Iceland. And there's a few other stops in between. I mean, it's a crazy dash, but we're trying to get this film done, the second film done. The private screening of the first film, the Pandemic Project documentary, is happening in February. So we've got a new date. I believe that is February 26th at 4:00 at La Casa del Camino. That's the red carpet. 5 to 7 is the screening. Get your tickets on eventbrite.com. And we've got some fun stuff going on. But right now, I have someone who's amazing. I'm so glad we could get her. She's been on our show a couple times. But welcome, Cheryl Williams from Fund FC. Hi, Cheryl.
Hey, Monique. Let's start it off with that. It was your birthday. It's your birthday. My dog is in the background. That's why I said the paw on it. And we're going to do this. Okay. Good thing I practiced.
Thank you, Cheryl. That was so sweet. Thank you, love. Thank you so much. I saw everyone's well wishes on my feed, and I just I'm overjoyed and you know, just feel really blessed to have great people around me. And thank you for being one of them. And your message would just touch my heart. I just, you know, I have to get back to everybody's and respond. But thank you so, so much. How are you? How is Fund FC? Why don't you intro yourself in case people didn't see you the first two times, don't know who you are? Tell us who you are.
Sure. My name is Cheryl Williams. I founded a nonprofit to give educational toys to those in foster care. So that's Fundamentals for Foster Care, fundfc.org. And here's some pictures of some of the kids we sent toys to and the wonderful reviews we've gotten. I founded it about 2 years ago. This time 3 years ago, I was not even sure of I was even starting a nonprofit. So a lot has happened in 3 years.
Yes, yes. I'm always really impressed with your level of energy and push. Like, I've seen a shift in your social media lately. I don't know what you're doing different, but I guess people, anybody would see it. It's just you've got this extra energy or something's going on. And maybe it's coming from the fact that you're able to meet your goals with these kids. I mean, I know that this is something that's not just, you know, organization. This is a lifestyle for you.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of that is because I recently got married, so that helps. I was a little heartbroken last year because we broke up before, and so it was a hard several months. I think you remember when we first met, I was like, I'm all heartbroken. So it's been hard for me to pick up my vibe, but now there is no faking it. I'm happier than I've ever been, but it is also because he was the number one donor for Fund FC, and he's been so supportive, and I really have this optimistic view now. We're going to completely shake up foster care together. I'm really excited about it.
Oh my gosh, this is breaking news, guys. This just in, Cheryl Williams is off the market, everybody, now, because I've gone out with Cheryl before to charity events and celebrity golf events, and, you know, she catches those eyes, darling. She's just as beautiful on the outside as she is inside.
I don't think that's a topic. Who's that guy in your Instagram? He was really cute. What's going on? You probably don't want to talk about it.
I have no, you know what, this is called the startup. I don't really have any breaking news in the Loverman. You married. I would love to get your registry so that I can send my well wishes. And that's probably the shift. I mean, when you find your partner that can help you, like, because we're go-getting women, and not every guy likes that, right? Let's just be honest. So when you're this go-getter.
I have seen you in a room, and the guys all go for you. Men do like empowered women. I don't know where that stereotype came from.
Okay.
You have, let's your, just tell you it. Have your fans, and they're cute.
Okay. Well, hey, I'll accept that. You know what? You know, let's dispel that belief. I have observed in the past that finding that match, that when you go up, they're going up with you rather than it being a competition or a jealousy thing, is a challenge. So the fact that you found that, it sounds like it's pushing you to the next level. Tell us what your plans are with you and your spouse, your mate, and with the defection you guys do.
With a lot of goals going on at the same time. So I'm working on quite a few things, but so far, actually, you helped me with the idea of the mentor training program so that others can be there in presence with foster kids, because I started an educational presence type of nonprofit, which is still going. I picked out two gifts today, and that's always how I get my energy up every day. One was to a family that just adopted out of foster care. She reached out to me on Facebook and just made sure she was eligible, and I'm like, absolutely. If you have adopted a foster kid in the last 6 months, we love to send welcome home bonding educational fun packages so that the whole family can bond together as a new family unit. And I do have a degree in early child education and early intervention, so I'm really good at handpicking out kind of like special needs toys sometimes, even, or just, you know, for any kid's need and age. And then the other one was for a baby who was 10 months old and delayed. And I don't know if most people know, I actually recently saw a chart that most kids enter care under the age of one. So, I mean, each age, there's like consistently less percentage that go up. So the majority answer is babies. I know it's pretty sad, but every time a kid moves to a new home, they tend to fall back 6 months in education.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so my nonprofit helps prevent these delays from occurring for foster kids. So yeah, when a baby has delays already at 10 months, he has eating delays, he has speaking delays. A speech therapist actually recommended this nonprofit I started to her because she could really use a lot of toys, because toys, babies, you know, work, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, those are really fun gifts to pick out that I picked out today. We still get donations in so far this year. So it's been pretty good as far as that goes. That's what we've already been doing for the last 2 years through COVID, because, like I said, presents were kind of all I could think of that we could do to spread joy to those in the foster care system. But, you know, you helped me come up with this mentor idea. And I think, from what I've seen, there are some that do it, but most are like small-time ones. So it would be great to have it national, you know, from distance. Now we do everything on our, you know, things so we can prevent the spread of diseases, right? But that people can actually reach out, and it really does add good vibes to the world to get to do this work. Like, that's why it's so hard for me to do less with the nonprofit. Because to you guys get the idea of essentially these kids playing with the toys and the big smiles, and we have gotten some amazing feedback, even some that were like, you know, the kid wasn't bonding with its siblings, and then there was this fun robot to set up, and then they're getting together and cooperation, and he really fit in with his peers. I was just trying to get him into something since he wasn't super into his academics.
I love this. And we want to hear about these things, because I think it's important to know that there's all types of startups in the world. And this, if we can't help the kids in the beginning, you know, we're going to have a really messed up place. I mean, it's already kind of messed up. We're trying to fix things, I think, right now. So making sure there's happy kids coming up is definitely one of the keys to that. I wonder, you know, I can't wait to see what you do with the mentor thing that we were discussing. I have a connection for you. Actually, she's about to launch her nonprofit for kids. She came from the foster care system. She's a successful TV producer. I'm going to introduce you to her by email. She's already is going to expect your email. And I think you two are going to be powerhouses together. So look for that email. I wonder, you know, for those watching and listening, what about sports, you know, or maybe sponsoring, like, instead of sending toys, maybe, you know, donating to a savings account for the kids' college, or, you know, learning a trade or a sport or something. Are there avenues for that in your
So I have a promo video coming out for that idea. Exactly. We have the same mind there. I love you, girl. I had this idea one day where I just saw it in my mind of like a really techie kind of video where, like, you know, the whole planet, it's like, if we want to save our world, we need to start with our kids, you know. Truly, people know 170 one year, that's how many kids were in the system. So this is a huge problem, because it's a mess right now. You know, foster care has been in crisis, and we need people who will foster. We need to prevent foster care from happening by getting services to the families. So I am connecting with other nonprofits that do free mental health for those in poverty. I think that's a really important key to keeping families together,
right?
Less social stigma around mental health. Getting help is, those are the responsible parents. We all could use counseling. I mean, let's be real.
Oh gosh. Yeah, more than a few sessions, right? We all
I'm in the process of trying to adopt out of foster care with, you know, him. There's so many different things I am working on. They're all kind of in progress because I'm taking on so many things. And then by day, I actually am a financial advisor nowadays.
Nice. Now, Cheryl, I'm going to tell you, like my good friends tell me, you know, everything doesn't have to be done today, even though I am a hypocrite to tell you that, because I think everything should be done today. So, you know, you got a new relationship going. congratulations on the process of possibly adopting, but make sure you take some time for you. There is such a thing as entrepreneur burnout and, you know, go-getter burnout and just, you know.
That's what love is, though. Then you don't need to take time off and he's working on the projects with you. I don't know. I'm sure he's like that, but... There was a mini doc release called The Hearts That Foster Care. I did with Paul Breno. He's an independent filmmaker. And that is already getting nominated for a lot of awards. So that's another project I was up to. That one, you know, it started off where I wanted to talk about getting mentors, but I really... Like, I'm kind of the front lines of foster care. You're the front lines of COVID and LA, you know, Hollywood, a lot of stuff. But, you know, I'm just in my little corner of foster care. And so a lot of alumni, oh, man, they've reached out to me. And life doesn't end after 26 and you lose all services. I mean, it is a struggle. There's still delays that go on when you're 40 years old and struggling with trauma, and it's like more kids in foster care get PTSD than veterans. The rate is 25%, and that is higher than veterans get a PTSD. So foster care is often a very traumatizing experience where these kids that have already been abused or neglected are not healing. They're getting more trauma.
That's really disheartening to hear, because I've been on a couple dates with them. And not, there's got to be, that's another thing I want to talk to you about, because that's a different topic. But you're saying at that very young, fragile age already, and I know that their brains are still developing, and, you know, stress and trauma on a brain that's still not even closed and developed can really affect them later, right?
Yep. It actually begins in pregnancy. I mean, that's actually a really important developmental phase. And I studied lifespan development, and so just education, you know, for our pregnant, especially teens when they get pregnant. I mean, I didn't know what I was doing when I was 26, but yeah, I mean, just to avoid caffeine and drugs and get proper nutrition goes a really long way in young brains developing, and take your omega-3 prenatal, but unfortunately, a lot of delays happen in the womb. And so there's not much we can do about that as far as just working with them more one-on-one and getting them the toys they need.
Okay. Well,
I've heard amazing success stories, though, of if you nurture young minds, special needs is actually a gift, usually. They usually have a very special intelligence that we have had gifted composers, you know, like a lot are very musically inclined or come up with scientific discoveries. I heard even Beethoven was autistic. And so, I mean, there are some really brilliant minds that come out of trauma, actually. But we really, those success stories almost always are when somebody got adopted or somebody was loved very much by their biological parents that nurtured that and they loved that about them and they were able to see their kids through loving eyes.
I think that most of the creative people are a little mad. We're all and let them be more creative and genius than, and less damaged in that way. Then we're on to something good. At this point in the show, let's plug where people can find you. Please give us the website, your Instagram, your Twitter, all your socials. What do you have coming up? Where can people donate? And what are we going for in this first quarter? Any goals, any specific asks that you need?
Yeah, so the website is fundfc.org, as in my name right there. Don't put in my name. And I am actually going to be competing in a beauty pageant, but not your typical beauty pageant, a social ambassador one. So it's about public speaking, and I want to represent foster care. That's the problem I want to fix in the world. So I really feel like that will help me with all the varied goals that were in their hearts, what they can do. I mean, it can be something like mentoring. Just one foster kid could make a difference. If you can take in foster kids, that would be great. There's a shortage of homes. If you can adopt, even better. But there are so many small things you can do. You can do workshops for parents. You could do life coaching for foster teens. You know, the kind of mentoring I want to do is like a self-esteem confidence booster. So I think that's kind of a unique type. We have ones where we can catch them up on academics, but I think confidence is critical to success.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And where I find, you know, such an organic place to get that confidence, in addition to what you just said, I find in the sports arena, it really helps your mind, your body. You stay out of trouble. You're not more likely to be in the back seat with a boy getting pregnant, and you're running, or you're, you know, playing baseball, or you're playing volleyball. You know, I think that sports can really help kids. I mean, what programs are you linked with? Any sports programs right now?
Well, I have always had it where if they put in the comments on the referral page that the kid is interested in sports, or like we had an obstacle course that we teamed up with. It's real fun. That's my type of thing, like an extreme obstacle course. But there's all kinds of things, music classes, art classes. We paid for kids to go to the ballet that were in ballet in foster care last Christmas. Nice. But yeah, I mean, we would give tickets out to nearly anything that has an educational value or confidence value to them.
That's right. Okay, all my startup listeners and viewers, if you have access to any wonderful outing like a play or a show or some sports tip, an obstacle, anything, you know, challenging, an escape room, something fun for these kids, and you want to gift it to Fund FC, please look Cheryl up on Instagram. And it's
Cheryl
at
Fund Elizabeth Williams.
That's right, Cheryl. Yes. Say it again, Cheryl, so they can hear it.
Cheryl Elizabeth Williams.
And she's always doing fun videos, you guys. She's got really good energy. I'm so excited to see in 3 years what you've done with this. What do we want to ask the universe on this? Because last time we did, I think you got that big wheel for that kid, right? So let's put it out there.
For a kid that couldn't move his hands in foster care. Actually, last Christmas we got a bike so a kid could get to a job and work, and $5,000 towards a car so a teenaging out could get to work. And so we do all kinds of things, and we're branching out into scholarships and stuff for college and too. So just do the reform, new foster kid. Okay, and then what was the next thing that you were saying?
What do we want to put out? What do we want to ask our listeners? And it could be anything, because I know like you've been delivering a lot of great things. So let's ask for more. Let's go higher. What do you think we can ask for?
Donations, of course, are the backbone of any nonprofit. And because I don't want to get paid, I want all money going to foster kids. That's why I work my butt off at another job, so I don't have to get any money from this. And I don't have a warehouse. I just send toys through mail delivery. And so we keep admin costs extremely low, pretty much nothing, just $12 for the website a month. And so all donations go straight to the foster kids. And I mean, we have sent out thousands of toys to foster kids in the last 2 years. That's really amazing to me.
Wow.
It seems like such a silly thing. I know sometimes I almost want to scoff at it, but it does matter. I mean, you can read some of the reviews on our Facebook website. I mean, it's like, word is spreading, and we always get more referrals in. It's a very good thing to do.
Cheryl, way to be the change you want to see in the world, and take a negative and turn it into a positive, and, you know, giving it something that you didn't get that you're giving. I mean, I can't think of a more beautiful soul, and I really am so grateful to know you. We're going to see you soon. We've got some events coming up. We're going to break the news and all that. So you guys are going to see some posts and some announcements here soon. Cheryl, thank you so much for being here. I'm going to put it out there to our listeners, because we just have a few minutes left, that you're going to get a toy sponsor. That's what I'm going to wish for you for my birthday wish this year, and you know, for Valentine's Day or whatever the heck's coming up next. So you toy makers out there, you toy manufacturers, you got stuff sitting on your back here. Fun guessing that you're, you know, you got a location, you full of toys or something for kids, puzzles, books. Send them to Fund FC, and they will make really good use with them.
I want to talk about you a little bit, just a couple minutes, okay? First of all, a lot of people don't know all the wonderful things I love about you, but you started off, what were you, an MTV producer?
Well, that was, oh, Cheryl, you're trying to run down my resume, girl. We got 5 minutes left in the show.
No, just like the big things, like how you spent many years of your life. I know you have some experience with MTV and stuff, but you are also doing a pandemic documentary worldwide. I mean, people start off in Hollywood, hope to make it in Hollywood, but you are international. You have helped a lot of businesses get off the ground, you know, like,
girl,
supported your birthday. I met him on the phone, my job, and he was so supportive of me and like, oh, you know, some of my women friends that are, you know, kicking butt in the business world. And so I'm so glad when I connected you guys. I thought you guys were like each other's people. I'm glad.
Oh,
you guys
Carlton, you're talking about our modern people.
You've helped him, and you've helped so many of us. That's why you get birthday sponsors. I mean, who gets birthday sponsors? But you're also, like, an empowered woman. You know, like,
oh,
you
can help
people of any race, and you're a woman, and I know you especially help women entrepreneurs. And I mean, that's powerful. Let's give you a hand here.
Woo! Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks, Cheryl. Listen, I appreciate the love today, and yeah, you know, I think you just kind of go where the energy is. And like you know for sure in your head and your heart, Fund FC is the thing you're doing. You know, you see your path. You don't know, have to know every step of the way, but you know that that's part of your journey. So same with me with whatever I'm doing. I kind of just get fixated on it. And there's a checklist kind of that I'm checking off. And what I do know is that connecting the dots for people doesn't cost you anything, and it's really, really fun to see it click. It's kind of like your birthday and Christmas when two people go, oh, and then there's like da 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 da, and there's magic. You know, of course, if you're a consultant and people are asking to pick my brain about television or something I've been doing for 22 years, of course I'm going to get a fee for that. But just connecting people, that doesn't cost anything, and the returns on that investment, you know, just the energy return on that, you can't lose. And I learned that, I think, being an athlete. You know, I think I learned sportsmanship and give and take and all that from being an athlete. So perhaps that's where that came from. But
keep your kind of I working people to succeed. I mean, especially the underdogs, they have it a little bit harder. It can take years of their life to catch up to where their peers are. But right. There are a lot of foster care alumni that are kicking butt, but, you know, a lot of empowered women. And I mean, I truly, truly, I'm not even kidding, like, I'm happy just with my significant other and my kids, my dream kids. Like, if I could see you as, like, president of the world, so I don't know what job that is.
You're
I would
right.
be thrilled. I'd just be watching you on TV, like, so happy. You have no
Cheryl,
idea.
Cheryl, if I was president of the world, we would have to have people like you around because, you know, you can't be at the top by yourself. You have to have successful people around you. But thank you for the compliment. I do not want to take on the world because it's too effed up, but I will be doing what I do and try to make it a little bit funner, at least. Thank you for that. And with Cheryl's love and support and plug, I'm going to email Aquarius Media and then Aquarius because I'm on the cusp. So it's capaquariusmedia@gmail.com. That's where you can send your COVID stories. I'm going to be in those areas. We'll post them on our Instagram page. Follow us at The Pandemic Film on Instagram or at The Pandemic Project Documentary. We're going to have that private screening next month of the American version. So I'm finishing my second film on the pandemic. Guys, thank you so much. Cheryl, thank
you
for being here.
She will only send you stuff that connects you, that is good for you. I love your email. Subscribe
to her. I love yours. Thank you, guys. And if you know anyone that wants to be a part of the film, you can email me too. There is a position. If you want to be a contributing producer, it's a very unique opportunity, but we've already won some nominations and awards for our trailer. As always, I always ask you, Cheryl, I always ask the listeners and viewers, what will you start up today? We know what Cheryl's doing. We'll see you next week. Be well, be safe, and see you guys soon.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.